Androcles and the Lion. Androcles was the slave of a rich master in Carthage. He was cruelly treated, as were most slaves, and accordingly he escaped from his master's house at night and hid himself in a forest. One day when he had fallen asleep in a cave, he was awakened by the roar of a wild beast. Rushing out from the cave, he found there in the open place before him a lion. The poor slave's heart beat fast. In a moment the lion would have sprung upon him, and he would have been torn in pieces. But to his astonishment, the lion's roaring changed into a pitiable whine, and the poor creature limped towards him as if in pain. With a moan, he laid himself at the slave's feet, begging for help. Androcles bent over him and saw that embedded in his paw was a cruel thorn. "Poor fellow," said Androcles, removing the thorn and carefully bathing the swollen paw with cold water. The lion was relieved from his pain, and in a short time could step quite comfortably. He seemed to know what had been done for him, for from that time on he was to the poor slave his faithful friend and servant. For many months they dwelt together in the cave, the lion bringing each day food for Androcles. But one day he wandered out upon the edge of the forest. There were soldiers watching for him, and quick were they to spy the slave as he looked out from the density of the jungle. Androcles had no time to escape. He was seized and carried to his master's palace. "Let him be imprisoned," said his master, "until the season for the public games. Then let him be brought into the arena to be devoured by the wild beasts." The day of his fate came at last. The poor slave stepped into the arena. With a terrible roar, the lion, half wild with hunger, sprang towards him, his eyes flaming red, his tongue hanging from his mouth. On he came, bound on bound. The people held their breath. The poor slave quivered. But see, the lion is licking the feet of his victim. He wags his tail and runs and jumps about him like a petted spaniel. "What does this mean?" demanded the people. Then Androcles, looking up from the arena, his hand upon the lion's head, told the story of his life in the forest, for this was the very lion whom he had befriended in the forest and who had befriended him. How the people cheered! "Release the slave! Release the slave!" they cried. And Androcles was released, and the lion given him for his own as a mark of forgiveness from his master.